Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a huge golf fan, and this man is a golf legend. He has a new affiliation and clubs with PXG and Encore, the Elixir golf balls as well. But quite simply, he's one of the greatest golfers ever. He is one of five players to win the career Grand Slam. He's a nine-time major winner, a three-time Masters champion. Gary Player joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, home of F-150s, for $229 a month, and he still is in Augusta. Gary, thank you so much for coming on The Score. How are you doing today?
Absolute pleasure, Danny. It was Danny, right?
Yes, sir. Danny Parkins here. Thank you.
Danny, and nice to be on your show. Thanks. Particularly speaking from Augusta, where there was such unbelievable excitement this week, like expectations that were beyond the pale.
So what was it like? Set the scene for us yesterday.
Well, first of all, it was very interesting for me sitting, and I watched the entire round. And when Tiger got to the 10th hole, I said to my wife, Tiger is going to win because it's so close amongst everybody. And this is where, you know, I'm so tired of hearing people talk about long drives. You know, what wins the tournament at Augusta, or almost any tournament, is the mindset, your knowledge, your course management, and how you putt. And so there's Tiger. He's had the most experience. And have you ever seen anything so vivid in your life as a 12? There were no excuses. The poor shots that those four guys hit, and there was no, I mean, it was just it was ridiculous, because that hole there, did you see what Tiger did? Put it in the middle of the green, 35, 40 foot from the hole, got his par. Four guys who would have won the Masters, four guys knocked it in the water. Now, they'd all seen 50 years of history where people tell you never to shoot at that flag on the right. They saw Jordan Spieth, I think he got a 7. He had a 5-shot lead, if I'm not mistaken. He made 7 there. So there's no excuse. They all shot at the flag. And honestly, it was just no excuses. They had to do what Tiger did, put it in the middle of the green, get your par. Molinari had a 2-shot lead. Even if you play for a bogey, you still got a 1-shot lead going into those last few holes.
Was the one that I couldn't believe. The guy has one bogey over 50 holes, and then double bogeys 12, puts it into Rae's Creek, and double bogeys 15. Double bogeys,
yeah,
a par 5.
Let's forget about 15, because 12 is what put him out of the tournament. And there was Koepka. He would have won if he makes a par there.
Yep.
And then there's, and then Finau. It was just no excuses. I mean, it was just, if I may say this, golf stupidity without being hypercritical. But the thing is that you don't shoot at that flag. Let me explain to you why. The green goes off at an angle. So on the right-hand side is half a club longer than the middle of the green. If you hit a bad shot aiming at the middle of the green, it goes in the trap. If you hit a bad shot going for the pin, it goes in the water. So isn't it logic that you got to shoot? And there was Tiger with his course management, putting it in the middle of the green. The other guys just were, it was pathetic, really. I'm sorry to say that. It was pathetic. And then the tournament was over. And then you see the way Tiger played 16. Cantley was leading the tournament at 12 under, got on 16. He was scared of going, or he blocked the ball to the right at 16. Nobody other than Arnold Palmer one-putted that green one time against me. Everybody 3 putts from there. You cannot leave it short. It's impossible. So he's got to aim at that green and draw the ball in as Tiger did, course management. It was all course management and concentration, focus, and short game that wins that tournament, as we saw when Nicklaus won. He held that 22-foot putt on 17. Ballesteros hit a drive with a 1-shot lead at 15 behind him, 320 to 330 yards, put it in the water. So it's not the long drives. Long drives don't always mean anything. Every time you make a good course management decision or you hold a putt, it means something. And honestly, it was so, so obvious what Tiger won yesterday. And I'll tell you what, I don't know anybody, even if you're not a Tiger Woods fan, I happen to be a Tiger Woods fan, that wouldn't be happy to see him in the tournament. Honestly, Danny, for what he's been through, a divorce, he had problems, all kinds of problems. He's not a good sleeper. He had to take a lot of painkillers when he was in pain. He had to take a lot of pills to help him sleep with the pain that he was in. And I remember, vividly remember at Augusta at the dinner 2 years ago, he said, I'm done. He said to me, I'm done. He said, my back is all locked up. Then he finds this really outstanding doctor that does a great job in the operation. But we must give Tiger credit. He's a hard worker and a hard exerciser. And if we can get the young people of this great country to exercise, it'll be a massive step in productivity, because the young people in America now are not eating well and they're not exercising, and there's too much of a sense of entitlement. They've got to work hard to keep this the greatest country in the world.
Gary Player, strong stuff, and he would know as a three-time Masters champion. So Tiger Woods told you he didn't think he was ever going to win again. I assume then you didn't, right? You did not think Tiger Woods was ever going to win again.
No. He said, I'm done. He said, I don't know if I'll ever be able to play again. People ask me, and I'm very honest, they said, do you think you'll ever win a major championship again? I said, I don't think so. This, Danny, is the greatest comeback. You know, when you say something like this, you need time to sit down and think about it. But if you'll excuse me, without really contemplating and pondering and putting a lot of thought into it, my first thought is that Tiger Woods' win this week was the greatest comeback I've seen in sport. Just think of the things he had to go through. Contracts canceled, divorce.
Spinal fusion.
Four back operations. Four, not one. And let me tell you, when you have four back operations, it can pop any time. Three knee operations. When you think what happened to him, honest to goodness, I mean, it is absolutely, I think it's a miracle, and I take my hat off to him, and it's going to be fascinating to see now if he can match Jack Nicklaus's major championships, even at 43, because Nicklaus won at 46. If his back stands up, he'll have a great chance of doing it. Now, this has changed the whole idea that he couldn't do it. Have you seen how good he's looking? He's lost weight. He's looking like a lightweight, heavyweight champion, and he's still focused. But off the golf course, he has really mellowed a lot, which has endeared himself to a lot of people. So things are looking good. And it was, for me, very touching when I saw his father, because my father loved me and my golf and reminded me of my father. His father gave him this long hug when he won. And today, or yesterday, there he is giving his son a hug. And maybe one day his son will give him a hug.
It's great stuff from Gary Player here, McNeil and Parkins, on The Score. So you said maybe he can win again, right? You won your last Masters at 42. You shot a course record, 64 at the time. Tiger's 43. Do you think, given how talented the young players are today, do you think he can keep competing for majors and catch Jack Nicklaus?
Danny, there's not a player in the field. When Tiger Woods was playing, they won't like to hear this. Nobody likes to hear this, but it's a fact. When Tiger Woods was playing his best, there's nobody on this field that could ever match him. Remember, Tiger Woods is 43 now. He's not at his best. When he was at his best, there's nobody in this field that could match him. So obviously they're not scared of him lately because they've been beating him a bit. But don't forget, he's 43. He actually broke quite a few of my records. I won the tournament at 42. He won it at 43. I had the longest time between Masters victories, which was 13 years. He came back now in 14 years. And I'm happy that if anybody broke my records, it was Tiger Woods.
Do you consider Tiger Woods the best golfer ever?
No, not right now. Let me put it this way. If Tiger Woods never had the problems that he had, here's the big thing. He won the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach by 15 shots. Not 5, 15. And then he goes and has lessons from guys and changes his whole swing. And it was absolutely not being disrespectful to the teachers. They were trying their best. They taught him the wrong thing. They wanted him to cut the ball. They wanted him to suck it in across the ball. I won't go into great detail, but he started laying the club off, and he never played well again for 5 years. Really well. Not a Tiger well, anyway. And think about this. This is 11 years, if I'm not mistaken, since he won a major. Is that correct?
Yes, 11 years since the 2008 U.S. Open.
Yeah, for a man who was by so far the best when he won the U.S. Open by 15 shots, there wasn't anybody close. So it showed you how he went off. It showed you what happened to his golf swing. He had the most perfect golf swing, and then he had one of the worst-looking swings that I saw the next 2 years. Laying the club off, sucking the club across the line, just pathetic from this phenomenal golf swing and this phenomenal athlete. And another thing, you found many people on the Golf Channel were criticizing Tiger and saying he can't play anymore because he's lifted heavy weights. What a lot of hogwash. When Tiger played his very best, he was lifting heavy and he was playing his best. When I won the U.S. Open to beat Nicklaus to win the Grand Slam, I was squatting with 325 pounds the night before I won the Open.
325 pounds?
Yes, 325 pounds. Even today, I still push 300 pounds in the gym with my legs on a leg press.
Gary, you're 83 years old.
No, 83 years young.
83 years young. My apologies.
83.
What's your workout regimen these days, Gary Player?
Well, I still do 1,000 to 1,200 sit-ups a week. I still push 300 pounds with my legs and the leg press. I do my push-ups. I do every single exercise for the arms and the neck. And then I deadlift. And I run on the treadmill at max because that can tell me if I'm deteriorating. And I still run at 83 max on the treadmill. Now, when I start stopping that, I'll know I'm getting old.
Okay, that's not coming yet anytime soon. So it sounds like you're not slowing down anytime soon, right?
No, I'm still working as hard as I can. The Golf Pros are wonderful. The charity work, Golf Pros do more charity work than any sportsman, and more money is gathered for charity by golf than any other sport in the world by a mile. And we got charities ourselves. We got the Berenberg Bank. It's based in America now. I do charity work for them, and I do charity work in China and England and America with great sponsors. And we built aid centers in China. We built a home for the homeless in London. And so we've been able to help a lot of people. The golfers are very good at this. It's wonderful to be associated with a wonderful game like golf where you have longevity. But Danny, we haven't seen anything yet. In 30 years' time, all these guys playing will be pea shooters. They'll hit the ball 50, 60 yards further than they do because you got guys now that were going to go into football, they're going to go into golf because they realize there's longevity. If you play 4 years of professional football, you're doing well. Now, you do get freaks, but golf, I'm 83 and I still average on a normal golf course. If I'm focused and concentrating, I still beat my age by at least 10 shots a day.
Wow. Okay, so you think we're going to have 400-yard drivers and then some?
I know, 450.
450?
Yeah, well, in the long driving competition, they win with 458 sometimes. And you just look at these guys that are training for football. Look at the training methods today. Look at the eating methods. Now, this is what we got to try and get through to the youth of America. To look after their bodies. No smoking, no drinking, no drugs. Exercise. Have love for your mother and your father. Honor your mother and your father. Get a great education and kiss the ground every day you wake up in America to realize how lucky you are to live here.
And you think people in America take that for granted?
Yes, I do. I think I've never seen more division in America. I mean, I wouldn't care who's my president and who isn't. Whoever's my president, I'm going to respect him and work hard for unity of strength for America. Because remember, there are a lot of countries in the world that want to destroy you.
Yeah, I mean,
so you need everybody to work together. If you don't like who's ever leading the country, vote for somebody else the next time.
I'm sure people will. So for golf, I'm
curious. Don't be so sure. You never know what is sure in politics. Were you sure that Donald Trump was going to win before he started?
No, I actually lost a lot of money on it.
Right, so, but that's irrelevant. I mean, all I'm saying is I want to see America unified, unity. I hate to see this terrible division in America at the moment. And you know, the freedom is going, Danny. I'm on the conservative side. I'm middle of the road, I suppose. But if I went to speak at Berkeley, they turned my car over, they wouldn't let me speak. You see this happening at universities. They had to bring out a rule now that students must have freedom and let people talk. I mean, this is America, man.
Hey, it is America. I agree completely that there's a little bit of sensitivity on both sides. I would say that the division is certainly coming in from the right as well. But to stick to golf, Gary, I'm curious. You said you were listening to Golf Channel and you hear advice and people say all these dumb things all the time, right? Like, I'm trying to get better at golf. I'm trying to break 90. What advice that you hear people say, whether it's, you know, keep your arms straight, keep your head down, you know, don't go past parallel, whatever. What are the dumb pieces of advice you get?
Yeah. All those things you mentioned are hogwash.
They're all hogwash.
They're all hogwash. If you learn, the greatest golfer that ever lived with hitting the ball from tee to green was Ben Hogan. I mean, he said to me as a young man, which helped me win 18 majors and 165 tournaments. And, you know, he just said, you got it from the top of the backswing, you've got to learn to rotate your hips. You've got to learn to rotate your body. That's what they do in baseball when they're pitching. That's what they do in karate. That's what they do with javelin. That's what they do with everything. Your hip has got to rotate. And the other thing is when you putt, you've got to keep your cotton-picking head down and still.
Don't move my cotton-picking head when I putt.
Don't be a peeping Tom.
That's good advice on the golf course and in other places. What do you shoot these days, Gary? What do you get around a course in?
I average probably 71, 72.
Man, so shooting your age would be an insult.
Oh, no, I never. Even in my worst day, I beat my age. My very bad day, I beat my age by 6 shots.
Wow, that's incredible.
I keep in shape. Very few 83-year-olds have ever kept their body in shape for as long as I have. You know, one of my great heroes was Jack LaLanne. I mean, what that man did was fantastic. And another hero I've got in athletics is Lee Elder. Because Lee Elder, the African-American golfer, he and I broke apartheid in sport in South Africa. I was put under big pressure and called a traitor. And he was put under big pressure here not to go to South Africa. And then we broke apartheid in sport, which was a big thrill for me. I'd like to see one of the presidents give him a medal and not just give medals for athletic prowess. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Don't just give athletes medals for athletic prowess. Give them things that they've contributed to society. And Lee Elder can go to his grave knowing he did something for the black people of South Africa. For me, that was the most important thing. So I cherish moments like that.
No, that's a great story. What's the coolest round of golf you've ever played outside of the tour in terms of whether it was who you played with or an opportunity that golf was able to open a door for Gary Player where you were just amazed that golf took you to that moment?
Well, it's hard to think, but if I had a four ball to play with in my life, it would be Nelson Mandela, who is my great African father. It would be Billy Graham. I'm talking about elderly statesmen, Winston Churchill, Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi. I'm going back in time for elderly people. I'm not going to talk about modern-day people. But those were people that really helped change the world.
That's beautiful. And to take it full circle back to golf, can you put into context how much Tiger Woods has meant to golf?
Let me tell you, I'm such a Tiger Woods fan. And to see the excitement, the enjoyment that he gave people, and people in America are fantastic. They know that the struggle that he had. They know the struggle. They're always prepared to forgive people for making a mistake, which is what we should do. We say in our prayers at night, "Forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us." And so, Tiger, when he wins, it moves the needle right across the board. There's nobody playing golf that can move the needle like Tiger Woods. Everybody should be so grateful. He's going to get more people playing. He's going to get more black people playing in Africa, which is, for me, so exciting. He's going to get more people in Asia. He's going to get more people playing this game. It's just marvelous.
Well, Gary, we absolutely love talking to you, and people cannot believe your age and how vibrant it is and the passion that you still have for fitness and the game. So can we call you again and have you tell more stories? This was great.
Absolutely, and thank you very much, and God bless America.
Thank you. That's Gary Player, live from Augusta National.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.